Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
Matt McGloin, sir, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Oh, it's good to be with you, and I appreciate you bringing me on the show, playing a little Phil Collins there. That was a nice little introduction.
We had that little Phil Collins for you. Come on.
Yeah, I love it, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. So this is an interesting time. This is the combine time, and then there's also individual workouts. You went through a lot of individual workouts. As somebody who went through it, what advice would you give to quarterbacks as to how they should handle such things?
Just try to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know, when it comes to the NFL, like, look, everybody tells you, or anybody that tells you getting drafted isn't important is lying, right? Everybody wants to hear their name called, you know, whether you play quarterback, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, whatever it may be, you know, Steve, first round, seventh round, it's a dream to have your name called. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen for everyone. So the goal is to get your foot in the door, and then it's to make the most of that opportunity. You can't get discouraged. You can't sit back and think, well, you know, I had a poor workout here. I had a poor showing here. I didn't get invited to the combine. My pro day didn't go the way it should have. I didn't get drafted. Yeah, that's going to happen. But as long as you have the opportunity to play for an NFL team, to sign, go to OTAs, go to minicamp, that's what the goal should be, and it's to make the most of that opportunity right there. There's a million different routes to the National Football League. Everyone's going to have a different route. Everybody's going to have a different opportunity. Sure, Steve, some people are going to get more chances and more opportunities than some other players, but that's why preparation is key. It's what are you doing right now? What are you doing in these moments day in and day out to prepare yourself that when that opportunity does come, do you make the most of it?
I've also felt that along the way, Matt, that first of all, if you're a first three-round pick, top three-round pick, you have to play your way out of the league.
Yes.
Right? If you're four through seven, or especially if you're a free agent, you have to play your way into the league. All right? And I mean, I thought that's what you did. You played your way into the league.
And this kind of my journey at Penn State and my journey in the NFL were very similar. I had to really basically give you no chance but to keep me. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Like, exactly.
All right, guys, we have to talk about what Matt McGloin is doing on the practice field, what he's doing in the weight room, what he's doing with the film room, right? We can't ignore this walk-on anymore. We can't ignore this undrafted free agent anymore, right? We need to discuss what we're going to do with this guy because day after day, he's done everything we've asked him to do. He's been consistent, right? He's shown that he's prepared. Any rep we've given him, he's done well with. You know, he knows the offense. He knows what he's looking for defensively. He knows the protections. He knows the system inside and out. That's what you have to do to make an NFL team to succeed in the NFL, right? Put it in the coach's hands. Put it in the organization's hands. Force them to make the difficult decisions.
Yeah, again, I've said always when people say, well, you know, boy, they picked the starting lineup. Now, the players pick the starting lineup. I mean, the players pick who's on the roster because you've shown them that you should be there.
What I always go back to, Steve, like, it's on you at the end of the day, right? I mean, you said it, right? Certain guys get more opportunities than others, first, second, third round guys, right? They're heavily invested in those guys, especially financially, right? So those guys are going to get a lot of opportunities. But it's on you at the end of the day, the way you play, how you show up every single day. Are you consistent? Are you the same person day in and day out? Are you getting better every day? Are you getting worse? And the more you play, right, you can't, like, what I've always thought is, like, you can't have bad days. There's only certain levels of good that you can have. And sure, every once in a while, you're going to throw a great day in there. And obviously, the excellent players and the top, you know, 5% players in the league, all they have is excellent days, right? But you can't afford to have a bad day. You can't afford to have these coaches and these organizations just point to something and say, here's a reason why we can't keep this guy. Here's a reason why we can't keep him. He's just doing what everybody else does. We can get somebody else instead of him. Do something that's going to make you stand out. Do something that's going to force a team to say, we need this guy. He can help us. He can make us better.
Now, quarterbacks, when we see first-round picks, there are not really that many true first-round picks at quarterback. I mean, true first-round picks. Guys get picked in the first round, but they wouldn't be a first-round pick of being the top 32 players. When you look at this year's crop of players, Kenny Pickett, the kid from Liberty, you know, and so forth, do you see any, quote, first-round talent in your mind?
I think you're asking the wrong guy this question, Steve, because I think you know how I am, especially when it comes to the quarterback play. I'm a tough critic. And
well, no, I want a tough critic because I don't think there is a, quote, first-round talent in this group. I don't.
I don't either. And, you know, but I think that a lot of years. And it's just because, like, if I'm picking a guy that high, if I'm pointing to a quarterback and I have a number one pick and I'm pointing to a quarterback and I say, hey, man, you're the guy to lead our team. We're drafting you to play. If I'm drafting you to play in
right.
the first round.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm taking you that early. I'm taking you to lead us onto the field, to lead us into the community, to lead this organization, to be the face that's associated with our franchise. That's why I take you with pick one. And sometimes guys don't deserve it. Sometimes guys don't, you know, it's expectations are too high sometimes, right? And it's unfair to some of these players that are drafted that high because let's face it, they're not ready to fill that role. I'm not saying 2, 3, 4 years down the road they're not, but immediately out of college, sometimes these guys aren't ready. They're not mature enough. They're not ready to handle it, which is why I think a lot of times we see some of these quarterbacks that are forced to play early fail. And then you're dealing with the mental struggles and things like that. And, you know, it kind of snowballs from there on out. But for me, if I'm taking you as a quarterback in round one with pick one, you know, you got to be Can't Miss. You have to be Andrew Luck. You have to be Peyton Manning. You have to be Trevor Lawrence. You know, you got to be guys like that, first round guys that I know are going to lead my organization for 10 years and make the team better, make the organization better, make the players around you better. And Steve, year in and year out, right, players leave teams, guys get traded, you sign free agents, right? It shouldn't matter because you're my guy, you're the guy, you have to make everyone better around you. If I'm taking you and I'm drafting you, I don't want to hear the argument, well, he's got a bad defense, well, you know, he didn't have wide receivers, they had no run game.
Yeah.
I'm paying you with first-round money. I'm drafting you in the first round to win football games for me, to put the team on your back. That's why I think that's such a special, special pick.
Yeah, no, I mean, sometimes, you know, let's face it, it doesn't play out that way.